Welcome. Good to see all of you. This is the newcomer session. If you've been here before, you should be at the coffee booth, but you're welcome to stay if you want to enjoy this. I'll talk a few minutes about what DNOC is, and this is more a Q&A session. This is less of a talk. The official welcome talk is going to come in 15, 20 minutes. Briefly, my name is Patrick, in case you didn't know. I'm the chairman of the DNOC Association. At this point, sadly enough, I'm 40. I live in Munich. In my day life, run the global technology product division of Akamai Technologies, who graciously offer me to spend half of my life doing work for DNOC, at least in my free time. That's all about this. So, quickly talking about DNOC, just to give you a brief introduction, I'll walk through this quickly, and then we can talk and answer the question. So, why are we here and how are we meeting? This, like, to us, it's really important that everyone gets on the same page and gets an understanding of this. DNOC has been and continuously is an open and inclusive community for network professionals. Everyone is welcome. We're happy to have everyone here with us on board. Many of us plan, build, and run or research on the internet. And this is a forum where those who work on it with the internet can come together, solve, and discuss. The majority of the communication lives on the IRC, lives on the web page, on the mailing list. So if you haven't seen that before and this is the first interaction you have with DNOC at all, there is plenty new to come for you. DNOC, since about 7 years, has been changed given the scale and the rapid growth that we have and the fact that we needed a legal entity to run a conference like this into a non-profit organization whose sole goal is to serve the DNOC community, to ensure that we have a quality and security of the internet at large in Germany. It aims to support research and science and education by running a yearly conference. You made it. Hosting local meetups, providing information, running a forum to discuss, and more things. It has 270 members as of today. We want to get to 300 this round. So the next 10 minutes is a pitch of why you should go to the booth and sign up. So with that, let's quickly look into what is that, DNOC EV actually does, and DNOC as an association. So a couple of things to understand. Obviously, the whole conference is run by volunteers, but in order to do that and to run a conference that has a budget that is comparable to most of the normal industry standard conferences at this point, you need a legal entity. So everything beyond DNOC is DNOC 16, it is DNOC 17 going into next year. It is the DNOC meetups that we run throughout the year. And then DNOC Association builds the foundation for multiple kinds of working groups. We have working groups that work on routing, we have working groups that work on how to set up the internet, how to communicate about the internet, how to research, and more. It is fostering and supporting diversity and outreach throughout the community. DNOC has and has been a supporter and an active founder of the international growth of NOX, especially under the boundary of the RIPE organization. And DNOC has a community fund where we support open source projects that support and develop the direction of the internet. Well, that's roughly what DNOC does. So how can you participate in DNOC if you haven't, if you want to, if you're new here, or if you're doing a recap of why did I actually end up here besides good coffee, nice people to meet? First good thing, you made it here. Well, that's the most important part. Well done. Second thing, if this is your first DNOC and if this is your first conference, it is very easy to get lost. It's very easy to get dragged into multiple things. It's more than 500 people running down there. It's multiple things happening at the same time. It's multiple sessions happening at the same time. Obviously, every one of you has to figure out their own perspective, has to figure out how to deal with that best. My recommendation by experience that I can give you is set one goal. If you have that one thing that you want to figure out throughout the whole conference this week, you're perfectly done. And with above 500 people, DNARC has grown to a spot where it's, you got to find your niche. You got to figure out where your group is. Hopefully, most of you have attended the pre-social yesterday evening. That's one of our approaches to try to bring people together to connect. If you haven't, look at what is happening throughout the day in terms of meetings outside of this. Look at what is happening at the social tonight. If you still haven't found a connection where you want to make a special connection, you're looking for someone, you find an area where you want to have an idea, talk to the info desk, talk to the booth. We're happy to help you. But again, my recommendation, don't try to soak it in all at once. It's like you're going to get lost and dragged somewhere down there. Figure out the one thing that you want to be key and take away. If you can have that, come back next year. So if you want to evolve from that and figure out, okay, how can I be more engaged? I love this. I want to do this. I want to be part of it. It's like there's multiple options you can do. You can volunteer. There's still volunteering going on. I'll talk about it. You can join the program committee if you think that we should have different content, if you think we should keep the content as is, if you have awesome ideas of what to do with the content. Elections for the program committee are still running. Have a look into that. Francisco is going to talk about that in the opening. And if you want to drive the conversation going forward and drive the event, feel free to join the event or go talk to me, Moritz, Tim, anyone else, and wearing those Sobe shirts. I've learned it's Sobe. It's not anything specific to any other vendor. I was very specific in asking. So if you want to participate outside of the conference, it's like, figure it out. I actually like these people. I like to talk to them. I want to spend more time with them. Check out the working groups that work throughout the whole year. Check out the mailing lists. And if you have new ideas, come talk to us. We love new ideas. So just to give you that as a potential way of how you could. If you want to get involved, the usual track that we see is people volunteer. They take part in the angel system. They volunteer and work in working groups, and then they go for the board. You can find whatever path you want. You can go left, right, start with the board. That's somewhere where we have. If you want to be a first-time speaker, it's like you're absolutely encouraged to come to this conference. You're absolutely encouraged to talk about DNARC here. But 550 people is a lot. So if you want to test your content out first, if you want to have a first conversation somewhere else, there's meetups throughout the year where you have 20, 30 people-ish that kind of direction. Then go and submit a lightning talk. Same crowd, 10 minutes of content. And if you then feel really ambitious, and again, you can start with whatever you want, but if you really feel ambitious at that point, submit a conference talk. Share your knowledge, share your experience, pitch that to the PC. And don't hesitate, don't hold back. So many things that we've seen where we've talked to people who thought, yeah, who is going to be interested in that? And then that was our leading talk for a portion of the day. So come with your ideas. The PC is good in helping you in moderating that. If you're a, and I really have no idea how to translate that into English, there is a German word that is very specific for trainees in companies. We call them Azubi. I think trainee goes somewhere in the direction. If you're a Azubi, if you're a student, for the first time ever today, we'll have a Azubi student lunch, which is going to be in room 7 down somewhere there behind me. Grab some lunch, come join us. We'll have people talking who've been Azubis and walked through this process and have seen the challenges, can share knowledge. We'll have people who train Azubis on a daily basis and know the history, know the challenges. And we want to make sure you connect if you go away from this conference with 12 other Itsubis out of the industry that you're going to grow up through the DNARC for the next years. Perfect. So, 12 o'clock, room 7, lunch. If you want to participate differently, we'll have a working group and member day in February 2025. You can find more information on the webpage, and we'll obviously have a DNARC conference next year as well, mailing list, meetups, and all of that. And with that, last one, angels. This whole conference is driven by volunteers. There is 25, 30 volunteer angels who don't work on the crew, who don't work on the organization, who come here, pay their ticket, and spend their time helping and reaching out. First of all, we're really, really thankful for all of you doing the work, if you're in the room here, if you're running, doing portions of the show. If you're interested, I want to do that, you should absolutely. That's your opportunity to get a view behind the scenes. It's your opportunity to attend the event in a different way. If you're into that, you'll get dedicated crew merch in Zobe or different colors. And it is your chance to make an easy connection. It's like you'll meet people that you work with for 14, 16 hours a day. Kidding. 2, 3, usually is the normal attendance. But that's a very easy way. That's another opportunity to get into a conference. It's an opportunity to learn behind the scenes. It's an opportunity to speak to speakers behind the scenes. It's the opportunity to meet people who run conferences on a regular basis. Very easy way to get in. We can't run conferences and we can't run DNARC without that, so very much appreciate like that. If you want to contribute there, there's multiple places. You can work at the check-in point, at the info point. You can work on the social media and photo part. You can work in general support. We have an attendee wall. If you're looking for someone specific, down there at the info point, there is an attendee wall that you can look at and check out who's here, what they are looking like. If you still can't find them, talk to the info point. They are happy to make a connection. And we have more opportunities there. If you want to go back and figure out what the heck we did for the last 15 versions, all of that is on GitHub, on YouTube, and on the Media CCC. So everything is recorded thanks to our awesome video crew, and usually is up right after the talks. We talked about the IRC. We talked about the mailing lists. In case you have any issues, in case anything happens during the days, we don't expect that. But we really, really enforce a strong well-being and welcoming and inclusive policy. If you have any issues, if anyone behaves in ways that you don't see fit towards you or anyone else, we strongly urge you to reach out. Because that's something we don't tolerate in the community. And we really have been doing a strong commitment to growing the community to this size by making sure we have a welcoming and inclusive background for everyone. So we have a as tiny as possible set of rules, and we want to keep it this way. The only way we can do that is if you are excellent to each other. If we are excellent to each other. We don't want to create more rules, but we do if we have to. I personally would like not to. We didn't have to until now, and we would like to continue to do so. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out. If you have any issues, the board is here to help you. Email forstand@dnarc.de or talk to anyone on this list directly. Any one of them is trained, any one of them has knowledge, has background, has an understanding. And we'll keep this obviously very closed and wrapped up. With that, that's the end of a brief introduction of what is DNARC, why are you here? We'll have an official welcome talk in, by now, 10 minutes. The only thing we're asking is show the rest, show us, show everyone else how you're attending DNUG by using hashtag DNUG16 on the internet. You're welcome to use your internet channel of choice, whatever you like. I've learned two new yesterday, so I'm stopping at counting all of them and talking about all of them. With that, I'll open it up for questions. Does anyone have questions? Anything unclear? Anything? Comments, thoughts? You're an easy crowd. Or still awake, still asleep. That's a completely possible solution as well. We'll get you a microphone in a second. Sorry.
Okay, thank you. Did you tell the speakers to only have slides in dark mode because this LED wall is very bright?
I don't think that was a requirement. Fair enough. I think the easy fix to that is be early. The further you sit away, the less bright that is. There is a DNUG service option for all of you that want to be bright and brown throughout the winter. The closer you sit to the LED wall for the whole days, that's going to give you the sun impact that you don't have by being outside. But a valid point, yeah. I haven't thought about that.
Hey, you mentioned working groups. Where and how do they organize?
Working groups are organized via mailing lists. We should have a full list on the website. You can join them by subscribing to the mailing lists. If you want to have a more detailed conversation, one of us is at the DNUG booth downstairs at every break. Feel free to come by. I'm happy to talk you through. Any other questions? Did I miss anything? Fabulous.
But could I get a quick show of hands of everyone here who's new? Whose first DNUG is this? That's always amazing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just feels good.
Very good. Then you have about 8 minutes to figure out if you want to sit closer to the sun or further away. I'll get some sun cream on this one because I'm apparently standing below it. And we'll meet each other in 8 minutes for the official opening. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for being here. Thank you for showing up. Love to see you all back in 8 minutes. Thank you. Thank you.